Good evening, Joy, with Sparrow Health System. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I am so well. I wanted to talk with you. I always love hearing great things about the Sparrow Health System. And I heard you had a special visitor today, besides the ones you normally get. Sparty stopped by Sparrow Pediatrics.
He did. He spent some time with some of our best patients and visited them in their rooms and played with them in the playroom. It was very fun.
Oh, absolutely. And he was there. We love Sparty anywhere he shows up. I can't imagine what it does for children who are patients at Sparrow. Obviously not feeling very well, perhaps, and to have him come by and say hello must just be a great thing.
Yes. We are so blessed to have MSU close by and be able to have Sparty come in and the athletes who visit often, the Spartan Buddies program, which is great. It just helps the kids kind of forget about where they're at and what's going on, and they get to be kids again for a while.
Yeah, even if it's just for a little bit, it can take their mind off of the day and what's going on around them. One of the reasons he was there, too, is to promote the Children's Miracle Network and the Children's Center Telethon, the Sparrow Children's Center Telethon, and that's coming up. It seems like it just happened. Boy, the year goes quickly. It's coming up the 3rd and 4th, and we're looking forward to that as well. Tell us a little bit about the Sparrow Children's Center Telethon.
Well, as you said, it will be June 3rd and 4th on Friday night. We will start at 9 o'clock at night and end at 11:30. And Friday night is always our traditional MSU night where we'll have Coach D'Antonio on again, and Sparty will be there for that also. And the athletes will be on the phone banks at 10 o'clock. And then we'll start up again on Saturday from 12 to 7. This is all on WILX. Many of the WLX anchors will be hosting the telethon this year, and it's always a lot of fun, but it really talks to the cause of why it's important to support Sparrow Children's Center. We'll hear a lot of stories from the families and the children who have been at Sparrow and getting help from the wonderful caregivers that we have.
Well, and I think you and I had a few minutes to talk, and I've been involved in coming down and being a part of the Children's Miracle Network and the Sparrow Children's Center Telethon in the past. It's an exciting event, and to be affiliated with Children's Miracle Network is huge, but it's real important to know that all of the dollars donated locally stay here locally.
Absolutely. Every dollar stays here. We're fortunate to be affiliated with Children's Miracle Network, but any money you send goes directly to us and stays here. It's a wonderful program.
And what is able to be accomplished with those dollars is nothing short of miraculous either.
Mm-hmm. This is true. We use it for equipment and technology, and it was used to help build the pediatric ER, which was the only one we have in mid-Michigan, just to meet the needs of the hospital and to help the kids.
Well, it's going to be an amazing event. Our thanks to Sparty, of course, for coming and saying hello. I know he does that frequently, and as you said, the athletes as well. I will be down there for the telethon. I look forward to seeing you as well. Your smiling faces, as always. And the Children's Miracle Network, it's a great organization. Again, the important thing to know is all dollars donated stay right here in the community and help the children and the families here in this area. Joy, as always, a pleasure to talk with you, and I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you. And you can see Sparty's video on YouTube also.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
I
so you can actually
that.
See Sparty in the peds ward. So it's very fun.
I appreciate that. I'm going to take a look at that right after the show tonight, which is in just a few minutes. Joy, thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a great night. See you Saturday.